I'm getting ready to go through the yearbook. Is there anything you miss about being Jason?
Not at all.
Not a thing?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm still the same person. I mean, my
I would argue no.
Well, no, I was... I died and was reincarnated. No, I'm still the same person. I've still got the same personality. I mean, there were just some personality traits that were somewhat suppressed, but...
If you're walking down the street and somebody yells, Jason...
Not anymore.
You don't... Nothing. Doesn't even register.
No. It took a while to throw that, though.
Is there anybody that you were friends with as a kid who now knows that you're Jessica but still refers to you as Jason?
To be honest, I have no idea. Maybe. I really...
But, I mean, nobody that's, like, in your circle now. Like, nobody see regularly that's like, you know, hey, Jace, let's go grab a beer.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. I mean, with me, everybody calls me, you know, Jess, Jessica. Some people that knew me earlier on know me as Jesse. Like, Seth this morning.
Right.
Called in. But, Jason, definitely no.
And when you go back to work, everybody will be... Well, I mean, they've all seen you as Jessica. They all know.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to see any difference whatsoever. You know, some of them... Well, now they will know, but...
Right. No, I mean, but they knew at work.
Well, some of them have no idea why I was out.
Oh, really?
You know, like, some of the newer people at work had no idea why I was.
I heard the craziest rumor.
Yeah.
Remember when Cruz was missing for 2 days last week? Nobody ever went with the transgender option.
So to those people, yes, the rumor is true.
All right, so what's the first set of pictures
see? So the first one I want to just show you is the magazine article.
Oh, okay. They're not going to show anything in there.
Start nice and easy. And this one has a picture of, you know, two fairly recent photos of me. And then
is that
one is me as I think in kindergarten, and then one I think from 2002.
When you see old pictures of yourself, does it seem like a different person? Like when you see a picture,
I used to look in the mirror, I didn't used to identify with the person in the mirror.
How about when you see a picture of you as a kid? Do you remember childhood being miserable because you were confused? Not confused, yeah. but like kind of lost.
Actually, confused is probably a good way to describe it.
Thank you. Or do you see pictures of yourself as a kid during a really innocent time and actually feel bad for who you see?
No, I mean I'm happy with who I am. I've come to terms with you know
with who you are. Sure.
Who I was and how I grew up.
All right, come on, bring it on over. Bring it over. So these are... I'm not going to see anything from surgery in here.
No.
All right. Look at you as Jason.
So there's me, beard. The hair loss wasn't quite as pronounced at that point.
I got to get flounder on whatever you're on. Boy, that hair thing worked great.
Yeah, very expensive.
Look at that. It's funny to see you as a little boy.
Yeah, that was kind of surreal. And I mean, I was even reading my report card from my preschool.
Right.
And you know, it mentioned something in there about, you know, just some personality traits, and because that's kind of what they're reporting back on at that point.
Right.
And I'm reading, and it's like, wow, that's like, you know, they almost saw it then.
Really? Like, what kind of stuff did they write?
Oh, I actually can't remember offhand, but I did put it on my website.
Girly.
No, they didn't say that. But, you know, just you know, my sensitive side and just, you know, the games that I would like and things like that.
Man, look at you as Jason. And how old are you in this picture?
That was, what, 5.5 years ago?
So, late 20s.
28.
Man, who does that look like? Dan Hoffman?
A little bit. Yep. Dan used to sit right in that chair.
Yeah, Dan actually used to be a woman who became a man and went for that look. All right, what am I going to see? All right, what's next on the... here it comes. So this is it, right?
This is the deck.
Oh, boy.
The day? Is that what you called it?
The deck.
The deck.
Oh, the deck.
And his, set for you as well. I don't know if you want to see any of those.
Yeah, oh, you bet she does. Okay. Well, she gets ready to see the real thing here in a moment.
So I've got the pages set out, so
right.
You know, if you don't want to see particular... Okay, well, there she's just...
She should go in order, Diane. Come on.
You can't think of a kid from Kid Nation, and you look it up on Wikipedia. Let her.
You're like, she was like, here's your handout, and Diane's like, already in the back. Hey, show me the goon. I mean, here's a very nice hospital. That's the,
Yeah, so right. So I just put those on the front just
that's
so
that
we've got something.
That's okay. So wait a minute. This is a real Hallmark card?
That is a real Hallmark card.
What does it say?
I'm thinking of going in for a sex change.
Oh.
Who got you that?
That was actually Devin.
Oh, really?
That was... I couldn't believe that she had actually found that card.
That's hysterical. Well, I bet they don't sell a lot of those.
Yeah. No, inside it says, yeah, I'm thinking of getting some more.
Only at the gift shop at that hospital.
All right, am I ready to flip?
Okay, well... On the first page,
right.
Is immediately after surgery, and then moves chronologically through. So the back page has
a little more current.
That's basically how it is right now.
Really?
I don't know.
Don't look at the last page.
Okay.
Why see on paper what I'm going to see in real life? What's wrong, Diane? Are you afraid to flip the page? I am.
I saw a little.
Are you still self dilating?
Yeah.
Two or three times a day.
Still 3 to 4.
3 to 4, really?
Yeah, it's a
wow. Colleen up on like 6 three. Has got you beat. All right, you ready, Diane?
Yeah.
All right, you go.
3, 1, 2.
Come on!
This is a space shuttle launch.
I don't know. Some would consider it that.
Okay.
Lord.
Goodness.
You know what, though?
Wowie.
Well, day two is rough. Those are the pressure bandages that have just come off. That's rough.
Yeah.
The,
Come here.
Oh, boy.
No, he doesn't want to see.
What's that?
Come here, Flo.
No, Flo, I just want to
come. Flo, come take a look. You'll see in real... One day you'll see that they all don't look like this.
If he doesn't want to see...
No, if you don't want to see, then I'm not going to force you to look. What you ought to really do is investigate the hair thing that she's working on, because that's going well.
You see him? Yeah. Then up top?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually...
A big hair.
Actually, the solution would work...
Wonders on you. Seriously.
How about
it? No, all the transgenders are using it.
Well, no.
You know what? I got to tell you, day 6... That's after the catheter and drain removal.
The catheter bothers me. A little warning next time.
That, day 6.
Yes.
Day 6 is not bad.
Yeah, but day 6.
Day 6, you're healing nicely.
That's not a toy, is it?
Well, it's a medical device, but it, you know.
It may as well be.
It might as well be, but at that point, I mean, those things are rock hard.
No, Tyler, come here.
I'm good.
No, look at day 6. This is the first dilation.
Yeah,
oh, so you had you still had packing material on day 6.
Yeah, so basically the packing material comes out, and then you immediately have to do your first dilation.
The bubble pop and peanuts were still in.
No, it's actually like 9 feet.
Okay.
Sorry, nine yards of gauze.
Are you serious? 9 yards?
Yeah.
27 feet of gauze?
Yeah. It's pretty tightly packed. And
Tyler,
and the surgeon lovingly calls that, of course, the whole 9 yards. as they're pulling it out, it's like it just carries on going.
Come on. No, Tyler, this is not bad.
I believe you. But
no, it really isn't. I thought, honestly, I'd be horrified. I really did.
I thought I was going to be horrified when the bandages came off. And
I would.
And, you know, the bandages came off, and it's like, oh, okay, cool.
I'm going to tell you, I feel like if I would have seen in person day 2 with the pressure bandages...
Yeah, I think...
That would have caused me some problems.
I'm sure.
Day 6, though. Day 6, I'm fine. Wow. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, no, you know what happens is, Diane, sometimes it takes a little bit for... You know, like, the second you get hit in the eye, you're not black and blue immediately.
Yeah, right.
But I'll tell you, on day 9, you are.
The worst, they say basically at two weeks... That's about as bad as you're going to look.
Yeah, day 9. I haven't seen past day 10. Day nine looks rough.
Yeah, there's some pictures in there that the lighting was less than ideal.
So. Okay, don't please.
But,
Hey, what exactly?
I can't look at this. I want to be respectful. And I know
no.
My first inclination will be to make a joke about it. Because that's how I am with everything.
No.
Point to me. And
what exactly is this?
That's Neosporin.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I forgot about that one.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was like, boy, that's awkward.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I just didn't want
to
ask.
Yeah, well, you have to, or else you were going to assume all these things that are just horrific.
There was just a piece of tissue that wasn't...
Yeah. All right. All right. Wait, am I on the last page? How many pages are there?
I think five.
Okay.
Five, yeah.
So I can look at page four. The beginning of the longest trip home ever. I was like, I don't know what this lighting thing is, but, you know what? I'm going to say. You know, and I've stumbled across an issue. At 4 weeks, I thought you were completely lasered.
Well, I've had basically everything that was going to be internal was lasered.
Right.
Everything else was
left. Basically
so that I could see exactly where the scars were going to be.
Oh, I could see where the scars are.
At this point, where, you know, seeing how the scars are right now, I'm actually going to just go ahead and have it all lasered.
Who does the... Really? And it's not going to hurt going in and afterwards? Well, hell, with what you've been through.
I'll let you know.
And who's, like, your doctor who's been doing the follow-up? Are they pleased with how everything's turned out?
Oh, yeah. Everything's moving along just great. Actually, a little bit ahead of schedule in terms of...
Good for you.
...where I am with the dilation, where,
yep.
You know...
Well, you know what? An eager mind.
How the healing's gone.
Yeah.
So. But most importantly, I'm very happy with it.
How could you not be? Oh, thank God those testicles are gone.
Yeah.
That's great. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead, Kyle.
You might have to dump it, though.
Well, then ask it in a way that I don't have to.
I just want to know how far it goes into the
okay,
body.
That I have to. No, I understand. I understand what you're saying. Is that... No, here's the... If I could, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, what you're asking is, there's the... You said that they take what you have... And they work with it. So how big is the canal versus is it just a wiener that's turned inside out? Notice I went clinical with wiener.
Thank you.
No, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
How deep is it? Basically 5.5 inches.
Oh. Oh, cool.
All right. No, that's fine.
That's basically, you know, average. Actually, surprisingly above average for a woman.
Oh, you could so kick her ass, Diane. Please. Huh. And is it weird? Is it still weird? Because I feel like...
Was it ever weird?
What I'm saying is... not that. I just meant that for 33 years, like it or not, you had a penis and testicles.
Right.
And so is it, again, like them or not, they're still there. You, every day you're reminded, good or bad, that they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And is it, at what point, though, is it like, oh, well, of course they're not there?
Actually, it was...
I can't believe you wake up the next day and go...
When they... A month and a half, 2 months, you know?
You know?
No, but she's going to tell you that already.
When they took off the bandages, I was expecting to have a feeling of... Ooh, guys.
Right.
You know, what did I do? Look, they're gone or whatever. And it's just, you know, I looked down and was like, oh, that's exactly kind of...
What it should be.
I'm expecting it to be.
Right.
And so it really wasn't and definitely now isn't an issue at all.
I just feel like it would still be that weirdness.
Everything, quite surprising, and I wasn't expecting this either, is everything, it doesn't feel like there's anything missing because most of the tissue that had nerves is... Actually, still physically attached in some way.
I meant just from a completely visual standpoint.
Right.
It's not weird at all.
No, not at all. Oh, it's been weird for 33 years.
Wow. I feel like I feel like I would have like a... Well, like, what did they refer to? Like phantom
pain or something?
Well, not pain, but like I feel like people like who lose their arm still like wake up and go, oh, damn, I expect to see my arm.
I was actually expecting that. And
not at all.
It just didn't happen. I mean, it does happen to some people. I was really expecting that and kind of preparing myself for that, and hasn't happened.
Wow.
Everything.
I would.
You know, they also say...
I can't imagine waking up tomorrow and not having my friends.
Well, I mean, they also, you know, generally warn you that, you know, it takes time for your brain map to update, you know.
Right.
So that basically, like, if you're touching a particular spot, you know, your brain's, feeling, okay, well, that's the spot I'm touching.
Right.
You know, for me, everything's just felt right.
Right from the get-go.
From the beginning.
Good for you.
I'm very, very fortunate.
But that's not the normal.
No. I mean, I've heard of some people that's happened like that, but definitely not all.
And now you said that we have to do the show in during a commercial break, and that I'm fine with.
Okay.
I have to ask you though. No, did you wear special panties today?
I wore something nice.
Yeah, there we go.
Is that what I mean?
Well, I may as well put on a nice pair. Now, but I mean, are you wearing, when you were a guy, you were wearing bikinis? French cut things.
Yeah.
What are you wearing? Yes. What are you wearing now?
You don't have a thong on now. Sort of.
Do you really? Good for you. Do you want to leave them? I'll put them right up on the wall.
I'm actually looking at them and saying, oh, my God.
You know what we ought to do? Put a pair of tiny whiteys up there. Yeah, those are Jessica's. All right, Diane, you ready for Diane has to stay in for the unveiling.
Yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't have to, you really don't have to look at
them. Oh, she will. She will. No, because I need somebody to talk to about it. No, I don't blame you. I would definitely want a woman in. But because Tyler's not. Tyler, you'll look.
I'm not the necessary woman, though.
You're going to be
you're
in
not
here.
The necessary,
you
you're not the necessary woman.
I would look. If I had to choose, I would choose now, other than this. Oh, my.
I don't understand.
I thought it was on the first tee. He's from Denver. I was going to say I'd rather see it now than post-surgery, but
you've already seen
I've
that.
Seen one of them. So, you know, I'm...
No, I'm going to say in person... But that was that.
Well, I'm not gonna look again, but I'm set.
No, but let me tell you this.
Space needle. From Liberty, Colorado, something like that.
The difference between 4 weeks and 5 weeks is incredible.
Yeah, it is.
We're at 8 weeks now.
Yeah.
I'm almost willing to bet Diane won't be able to tell.
I haven't. I mean, you can still see the scars. The scars are always gonna be there.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not. I mean,
They're already pretty faint. I mean, it's...
All right. You know what? Enough small talk. Let me take a break. We'll get a look at this. All right.